Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
We thank God for a Sunday, the last Sunday in the month of January 2023. You are alive. And it means that whatever thing God has said concerning your life will definitely come to pass. I don't know what condition you are in, but because you are in this celebration service, God is going to touch you. The one who shouted amen, you will testify. The power of God is active in this morning service to bring you a supernatural turnaround. Your life will not be the same. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Throughout this month, from the 9th of January, we started a fast. And we were observing the fasting and prayer with strong prophetic prayers. And this morning, I want to bring you God's word title, The Reward of Fasting. Amen. Matthew chapter 17, verse number 14 to 21. And also we will read Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 6. Shout, I am blessed. The Bible says, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. They could not. Then Jesus answered and said, Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Say amen. Amen. And nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. However, this kind, touch somebody and tell the person, there are many kinds of troubles. Say, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Isaiah chapter 58 from verse 6. Praise be to God. Isaiah 58 from verse 6. The Bible says, is this not the fast I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness. One. To undo heavy burdens. Two. To let the oppressed go free. Three. And that you break every yoke. Four. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? And that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh? Verse 8. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. This year you will not walk in darkness. Your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Verse number 10. Then he says that, verse 10 says that, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. Verse 11. The Lord will guide you continually. This year, God will guide you continually. And satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Your testimonies will not fail. Those from among you shall build the old places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. I love that one. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. It means that because of you, poverty is over in your family. Because of you, people begin to go to international schools. You'll be the one to start that particular thing. And you shall be called the repairer of the bridge, the restorer of streets to dwell in. The way to your house, if there is no tar, it's not been tarred, you put gold tar on it. Then they'll put your name on it, Aglago Street. Amen. The mystery or the reward of fasting. Praise be to God. Ladies and gentlemen, life is spiritual. Anything that will ever happen in the realm of the physical will first of all take place in the spirit realm. Amen. What we call blessings, those things we call blessings, are spiritual in nature. They cannot be seen with the eyes. And anytime you see any individual that is manifesting blessings, that individual is actually downloading spiritual blessings on his or her life. Anytime you see an individual manifesting a kind of blessing that is not common, what that individual is doing is to know how to access the spiritual realm and download blessings on his life for the physical. It is possible that you also can enjoy spiritual blessings, especially if you know how to access the spiritual realm and download those blessings into your life. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3. Ephesians 1, verse number 3. The Bible says, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Blessings are not physical. God deposits blessings into spiritual accounts. The one who knows how to access the account and have the blessing is that person who can utilize it on the earth. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings? Where? In the heavenly places. In who? In Christ Jesus. Blessings by nature, they are not physical. God will deposit it in your spiritual account. You can have money in your bank account, but there are different avenues to access your money. One of them is that when you go to the banking hall, you must join the queue. But you must have your account details ready. You must have your ID card. It can be your money in your bank account, but without your ID card, they will not give you your money. Another way to access your money is to have an ATM card. Go to an ATM machine. Once you slot in the card, they ask you for your PIN code. You put in the PIN code, they ask you, you English or French? Say English. Then they ask you the activities you want to perform. Withdrawal, inquiry, or what? So withdrawal. They say, then they give you denominations, 20 Ghana, 50, 100. And then comes another option, say orders. Then you press orders, because you are coming to withdraw 1 billion. That is how you have access to your money. Your money is in your account, but you are using avenues you know will work to access your money. Another way is to sign up for the mobile app, where you can download your money from your bank account to your mobile money account. You go to a vendor and you withdraw your money. Hello?
there are spiritual blessings, and there is a way to download those spiritual blessings. So anytime you see someone who is blessed, that person has been able to decode, unlock a spiritual blessing on him or her. You see, the blessings are spiritual. That is why anytime you dream, you see yourself in your marital home playing with your children. Anytime you dream, you see yourself graduating from a very good school. Anytime you dream, you see yourself having a lot of employees. The things that you are seeing are not false. Those are your blessings in the spiritual realm. Just so you'll be happy in your dreams, you wake up and you are still in the single room. Hello? The blessing in the spiritual realm does not correspond to your physical life. Anytime you have visions about yourself, you see yourself drinking coke in Miami, around the beach. Anytime you dream, you see yourself in the company of rich people, in the company of people with substance. You see yourself in your self-compound home. Anytime a prophetic word will come, it's talking about beautiful things about you that is not in your physical world. It means that those are the things that God has blessed you with. It is my prayer this morning that the bridge between the physical world and your spiritual world, let that bridge be established this morning. May you be connected to your spiritual realities. May your spiritual blessing swallow your physical state. I prophesy, let the heavens be unlocked. Let your blessings be unlocked. This year, not next year, you will manifest the blessing of the Lord. I say you will manifest the blessing of the Lord. You will manifest the blessing of the Lord. Your dreams will not remain dreams. Your visions will not remain visions. Your prophetic words will not remain prophetic words. But I see you walking in manifestations. You walk in realities. Shout amen, amen, amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Any good thing you saw in your dream, get ready. Starting from today, as long as the Lord lives, you walk in the manifestation. I say you walk in that manifestation. In your dream, you saw yourself giving people money. Any business they talk about, you have the capacity to sponsor them, to help them. I pray for you that let that reality be visited upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, shout him like thunder. Amen. One of the spiritual tools to unlock spiritual blessings, one of the avenues we have in life that can help you translate those prophetic words, those visions and dreams into reality is called fasting. Shout fasting. Oh, come on, shout fasting. Fasting is so important that it was Jesus's first exercise on the earth before he started ministry. Jesus knew that he will have to deal with satanic powers. He will have to deal with healing the sick, raising the dead, healing the brokenhearted. But for those things to come to pass, he needs to access the power of God. God has already blessed him, but fasting and prayer is what unlocks the power of God on his life. Are you hearing me? I told you last time that you should never start any major thing in life without consulting God in fasting and prayer. No matter what you want to do in life, there are master spirits that will confront you. There are disembodied spirits that would like to oppose you. But anytime you fast, the power of God is made available in your life. What stops others cannot stop you. Shout yes. So Jesus fasted. The Bible said, and the power of God came upon him. He returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. So Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible said how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. You cannot do good if you don't have power. Who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. He was able to do this because he contacted the power of God. Luke chapter 4 verse 18, after he fasted, He came to church and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to speak recovery of sight to the blind, and to liberate the captives, and to declare the acceptable year of the Lord, to preach God's word. He needed power. I pray for you this morning. May the power to succeed in this year, let it come upon you. May the power to win in every aspect of life, let that power come upon you. I say, let it come upon you. Shout amen like thunder. Fasting is a spiritual tool. Hello? To access spiritual power, to deal with demonic spirits that hold people bound. Can I tell you something? In every year, the stories of some people never change. Where they are in life is where they are. The year will start, the year will finish. Nothing significant happens to them. You see, the fact that everybody's moving about in life does not mean that they are making progress. Hello? Movement is not progress. Because people can move from one point, go for many months, many years, as if they are climbing, they come to a flat surface, as if they are descending to a new place, only for them to come back to where they are started the journey from. Movement does not mean progress. Hello? There's a lady who spoke to me and said, Pastor, I'm working in one company. The man who recommended me there is asking me to go to another company, and I don't know what to do. I'm confused. I told her, the only reason for you to move to another company is to see progress. Because if you move to that other company, there must be increase in salary, because it will be farther away from your house. So your salary, it will affect your salary. So if they are willing to give you increase in salary and then give you a car, that will take from your salary small. At least there is a considerable level of what? Progress. You don't move because it's a new company. They give you the same salary and you are moving. There is no progress in that. In fact, you are going to make losses than the previous company. Movement in life does not mean progress. Are you hearing me? There are many people, every year, where they are is where they are. It means that the demonic agents that have been assigned over their lives are still at post. Until those spirits leave them alone, they will not see any progress. The Lord sent me with power in my mouth to address any spirit that has received a warrant to keep you in one place all the days of your life. I take authority against those spirits. And leave God's people alone. Leave their marital destinies. Leave their children. Leave their passport. Leave their businesses. Leave their next level. I declare back and baggage. Your assignment against those people is over this morning in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over your life. After today, you are making progress. You are seeing advancement. Speed has come upon your life. You shall see profits like never before. Receive that fire. Receive that good news in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and shout in the light thunder.
No matter who you are, the spirit realm answers to power. Don't be deceived. You can be very intelligent, but a demon can make nonsense of your intelligence. Until you have power, you have no chance in life. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? What is fasting? Fasting opens you up for increasing power and virtue from God. Fasting opens you up. You see, just imagine as a vessel, as a tank, as a container. You know, when you are pouring water in a container, there's a measure that it can be able to take. But when you put very big stones in that same container, the measure of blessing or the measure of water that will come into that container will reduce. Is that not it? You see, in life, many people are choked up with many things. There are some people, they are choked up with worry. Because of worry, they cannot see the full dimension of the blessing of God. They are worried about the fact that they don't have a certain certificate. Say, God, I don't have a certificate. You see, when people worry, they don't worry about things they have. They always worry about things they don't have. It takes their mind and eyes off the things that they have and that God can turn around. But they are worried about the fact they don't have a certificate. Say, God, I don't have a certificate. How am I going to work in this year? Some people are worried because they don't have a particular amount of money. God, I don't have money. And once you are like that, you cannot see the full dimension of God's blessing. God will release it anyway, but the amount of blessing that will come on your life will be very small. Because you are choked up with the affairs of life. Worry, ladies and gentlemen, it ties the hands of God. Anytime God will do anything for you and you are worried, God cannot move in your life. Are you hearing me? Worry. They are worried about their age. They are worried about how they are looking. That God, look at me, wrinkles are coming. Now, I used to have very flat tummy, but look at my tummy now. Hello? I told you the story about a man who wants to get married and called a pastor and said, Pastor, I don't want any lady who has not given birth. I want a lady who has given birth to one child. The pastor said, ah, have you given birth? Say, no, I don't give, but that's what I want. Pastor, do you have some? Do you have some that you can recommend? So, yeah, the pastor, I have a lot. Say, please, the one that has good character but has given birth to one child, that's what I want. That is what God can do. When the pastor was telling the lady that, they said, he said, Pastor, are you sure? No, maybe you are playing. But the pastor, I'm serious. And indeed, the man came to marry. People call the lady Bonwan. But Bonwan that has been married honorably. You that you are. You don't know what God can do. So people get worried for many reasons. So they cannot see the full scale of the power of God in their lives. Tell someone, say, do not worry. Tell them, do not worry. Many people are filled with hatred for people. They cannot forgive. They cannot let go. You see, once you are like that, God's power will come, but it cannot be made manifest in your life because you're already choked up. But what fasting will do is to humble your flesh and open you up to the full dimension of the power of God. I see power coming on you like never before. This year you shall manifest power like never before. Shout amen like you are hearing God's word. So the account we read talks about Jesus. He came back from the Mount of Transfiguration. He went to pray. He went there with three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John. And when Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, he was confronted with an issue. What is the issue? A man ran to him and worshiped him and said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on my son, because this my son suffers epilepsy. Epilepsy. I don't know the local name. Billy. A chair. My son suffers a chair. Billy. He says sometimes he falls in water, sometimes he falls in fire. My son is suffering. Have mercy on him. And when I brought him to your disciples, they could not cure him. Your disciple Andrew, Bartholomew, Thomas, I brought my son to them. They all surrounded my son and said, let your mighty power come down now. Oh, Lord. They did opening prayer. They did worship. They did Holy Ghost night. But my son was not cured. They wished that they could cure my son, but they could not do anything. Jesus, have mercy on my son. Hear me? The world is looking for a cure. Hello? And the world knows that the cure is not in the world. What the world is sick of many sicknesses, and they know that the doctor is not the one to cure it. They know that it's not a lecturer. They know that it's not an uncle that has been in Germany for 17 years now. When you call, he does not pick. The world is sick. This man knows that the cure for his son
is not with any doctor or specialist anywhere, but it is in the mouth of Jesus, that when Jesus speaks a word, his son will be cured. I have a word from God for your life, that in this year you are taking over. I said, this year you are taking over. In all matters of life, you will not bow your head in shame. I said, you will not bow your head in shame. In areas that you have been cheated, I see that God is compensating you. God will compensate you. Shout amen, amen, amen. The power of God is coming back to the church. The cure for the world is in the church. And in this year, God is going to equip the church like never before. God is going to give power. God is going to give grace. We are going to see giant in the kingdom of God. Giant in the hairdressing world. Giant in the academic world. Giant as business model. End time apostles. We are going to see giant. Serious. Listen, God is going to cause you to do many wonderful things that will blow the mind of your friends, the mind of your family members. I see the anointing coming upon your life. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Carpenters who are giants. We are not going to receive local contracts anymore. You are a carpenter, but you are working in Ghana and South Africa. When we are looking for you, you are doing some bridges in South Africa. God is raising giant in this church. God is raising giant in his kingdom. Shout amen like you are hearing him. Anything that you do for living, the power of God is coming on that thing. I don't care how small it is, but it shall be global. It shall be international. I see that recognition coming upon you. We see that power in the name of Jesus. Power is coming back to the church. For I've given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. I see you having power this morning. This signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. They shall pick up serpents. They shall drink deadly things. They shall speak in new tongues. Power is coming upon you. The power to be an entrepreneur. The power to be an entire apostle and a prophet. The power to become a business mogul is coming upon your life. The world will hear of you. Your family members will hear of you. God is changing the status quo. There is a shift in the spirit. Receive the power of God. Shout and receive the power. Hear me. The gift to heal the sick is coming on you. When somebody is sick under your roof, there's no need to call the doctor. You lay your hands and say, in the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I declare you free and healed. And it shall be so. May you receive that power. May you receive that power. Economic power. Anything anybody needs in your family, God will give you the capacity economically to settle it. The days of borrowing, those days are over. Is somebody hearing what God can do? This year you will not borrow. I say you will not borrow. I see deals, connection, deals. The doors are opening. Favor on every side. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Before Jesus came to the scene, 9 of his disciples were trying to address one problem. Are you still there? How many of them? The Bible said a king is not saved by the multitude of an army. Sometimes it's not the number of people, it's who God has given power to. The fact that nobody has made it happen in your family does not mean you cannot make it happen. Are you hearing me? The fact that the people, they went to school, they had a lot of physical advantages. They couldn't build story building. They couldn't. The fact that they couldn't build does not mean God will not empower you to build. Receive that power. My God, receive that grace. They have all the advantage. They have the advantage of numbers. We call something corporate anointing. When we come together, there is this anointing and unction that is activated. But even that one didn't work for them. It works for people who have the power of God. When you read about Benjamin Franklin, he's somebody who wrote the sermon of his pastor. Pastor is preaching, he writes it. So you can go and Google and search.
You write a sermon and publish it. Write a sermon and publish it. He did not know that one day he'll become a big man. Are you hearing me? All your services in God, you are sowing seed, you are fasting, you are praying, your clouds are gathering. And this year, not next year, this year, your heavens will give rain. I say your heavens will give rain. I say your heavens will give rain. And it shall be the rain of power in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and celebrate God's word. 9 people couldn't solve the problem. Jesus Christ came. And when he came, he was very disappointed. So he told him that your disciples couldn't cure the man. Jesus rebuked the demon. And the Bible said, in that same hour, hear me, the people that have a way in life. Last year by this time, we were sharing it on last Friday. Last year by this time, we were not here. We were still at the old site. And it was never in our imagination that a year, by that same time, a year, we will move to our own property and be in our own church. Hey, Filipina, a year by this time, your story can change and it will change. Last year by this time, did you see it in a vision? No. We did not dream about it. No. But in the mind of God, he's the only one who knows that I'm about to blow the minds of these people. January, we fasted 21 days. We didn't know what God had for us. Next year, by this time, if I look at you and I tell you, you will not only be in your marital home with your pregnancy, with your husband, and you, the husband, with your pregnant wife, but you travel to America. You go and do shopping and come back. You will not believe it. Are you there with me? Last year, if I said we're moving to our own property, you say it's a lie. The same God is still on the throne. No one can vote him out of power. He has sent me to tell you that no matter how deep you are in problems, this year you will come to the top. I say you are coming to the top. Next year, by this time, you will count your blessings and name them one by one and see what God has done for you. Shout yes! Shout yes! Amen. Jesus rebuked the demon. The world is looking for a cure. What is a cure? From the 4 levels of attack. These 4 levels, either you are having one affecting your life or all is affecting your life. The attacks we saw in Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6 says, this is not the fast that I have chosen. Number one, to do what? The bonds of wickedness. What is the bond of wickedness? The bond of wickedness stands for stagnation. The bonds is talking about something that is used to tie something together. When a handcuff is put on the hands of a man, the hands cannot freely do what he wants to do. When shackles are put on the feet of a man, he cannot go to the places he wants to go to. Bonds of wickedness is such that it makes an individual to remain at one place all the days of his life. He may be handsome, the person may be beautiful, very intelligent, but when bonds are in the person's life, remains at one place. One place. Delay. Stagnation. Just at one place. No matter what he does, he cannot go far from where he or she is. It's like a goat that is tied to a tree. No matter how the grass is green at the other side, because of the rope, it cannot get there. It will whisper to get there, but something has held it bound. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse number 3. Are you still here? But this year, we are losing you. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Anywhere your heart desires to get to, oh, in the name of Jesus, you get there and beyond. I say you get there and beyond. The power that held your father at one place, I prophesy that power is breaking off your life. You are making progress. You are moving forward. Shout, I move forward. I move forward. I move forward. I move forward in the name of Jesus. Amen. God speaking to the Israelites said, You have skirted this mountain long enough. In other words, you have moved about this mountain for a very long time. Now, turn northward. My God. The north, you know, is the highest point of the earth. We have north, south, east, and west. God is saying there is a higher place in life. Where you are is not the limit. It's not the standard. It's not your highest point. But the word that is coming to you this morning is to move to the highest point. May you move to the highest point in life. In the name of Jesus. You have moved about this particular problem long enough. You've been at this same point long enough. It looks like you are making progress. You are not making progress at all. You have been around this problem for a very long time. But the word that is loosening you, the word that is needed for you to go to your next level, I see that word on your head. I see you breaking free from every chain. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I see progress on your life, next level, next class. In the name of Jesus, shout amen. Amen. When you are in P4, you have some people in P6. They have the right to send you. They have the right to tell you, kneel down. The boys' prefect does not come from P4. The boys' prefect comes from P6. Hello? And when you are in GSS 3, the senior prefect comes from GSS 3. You don't see GSS 2, GSS 1, a student becoming the SP, unless it's an exceptional case. Unless the GSS 3 people, Omar Burn, their head is cold. Until you reach a certain class in life, there are certain privileges you cannot have. Life is in level and in classes. Put your right hand on your head. Anywhere you must get to have your lands, your houses, to be an employer, by the power of the Holy Spirit, may you enter into that realm. May you enter into that realm. Any realm you must get to settle in marriage, as your hand is on your head, it is no longer your hand, but it is the hand of God that is imparting grace unto you. May you manifest in that level. May you enter into that class. Receive that fire. Receive that fire. Receive that grace this morning. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands and celebrate God. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. For it is happening. I see your level changing this morning. You are leaving the old class. 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 In the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The second attack on people is heavy burdens. Isaiah 58, go back. He said to undo what? Oh, preach with me. To undo what? It means that the heavy burden has been done. But when you fast, the power of God undo the heavy burden. The heavy burden stands for weariness. What bread? Pastor, I'm not an army general, but I have fought many battles. Pastor, I am tired. You are tired in your mind. You are tired in your body. You ask yourself, for how long will I keep fighting? When you have heavy burden on your life, you have emergency situation. Anytime you see your phone ringing and it's your sister, your brother, your heart is beating. God, you are afraid they will tell you that finally he is dead. Finally she is dead. That's how you live your life from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Any phone call puts stress on you. You are under a heavy burden. The Lord said his power will undo that burden. I say his power will undo that burden. Amen. Do you know why your heart beats when you see certain calls? Because the there is not there. What to solve the problem is not there. Can I tell you something? You don't need many people in life. God can give you one man, one woman. And the person will tell you, anything you need in life, before you call anybody, call me. Maybe you have not worked in that level before, but I pray for you. I just pray for you. May your path be connected to the path of that man or woman that will change your story. May you receive that help. In the name of Jesus,
shout yes.
Listen, there are some people who are not dead right now. The only reason is because of you. Because when those people are dead, your destiny is dead. I told you that the reason you were born and you did not come with checkbook is because anything you need to succeed in life is already here on the earth. What you need is for God to connect you to that man and woman, and then your life will be sorted. Are you hearing me? The reason they did not die out of diabetes, hypertension, out of HIV AIDS is because of you. God healed them. God preserved them because of you. You see, Esther, her name was Hadassah. Her parents were dead, but God preserved the life of her uncle, Mordecai. Mordecai was the one that took care of her, rebranded her, changed her name from Hadassah to Esther, and hold her ear and say, you, if they ask you what is your name, don't say my name is Hadassah. Are you hearing me? Your name is Esther. It's called rebranding. Don't go and say your name is what? Hadassah. Because they'll know that you are a Jew. You cannot marry a king when you are a stranger, a foreigner in the land. I have rebranded you. Stick to the brand. Stop walking by heart. Stop walking like the way you walk from you. In our village, you're walking like this. A woman, you are walking like this. Walk with class. Take your time. Raise your shoulders. Get some 2-inch heel, 3 inches. Esther, know how to walk. Be polite. When a man calls you, say, hello, sir. Women don't talk by heart. Take your time and talk. Smile a little. The best perfume is to wear a smile. Esther, always smile. Learn how to cook. Learn how to mix spices together. Esther, on this land, we don't make too many mistakes. One mistake can cost you many things. God preserved the life of her uncle just because of her. The person you need, the person is the one holding the key to your next level. No matter how hardworking you are, someone must hold your hands. Someone must show you what to do. By praying to the heavens for a manifestation in your life. May anyone you need to be happy and satisfied, may their path cross your path. I say, may their path cross your path. May their path cross your path. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you meet your destiny helper. I say, may you meet your destiny helper. May you meet your destiny helper. In the name of Jesus. Matthew 11 verse 28. Praise be to God. Matthew 11 verse 28. Okay. The Bible says, come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden. Heavy laden means that you are carrying a heavy load. And I'll give you what? 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you find rest for your souls. No matter how heavy your burden, God said, bring it to me. When you come to church, once you say, Father, I give you my problems. I can't take care of my family anymore. Take care of my family. Pastor preaches about acquiring lands. I don't know where help will come from, but I give you my problems. Once you put it before God, when we close, don't go home and put your head down. What are we going to eat this afternoon? No. Once you give your problems away, they are away for life. That is what it means to trust in God. Come to me. 28. Come to me. Come to me, all you who labor. May the favor of God take away labor in your life. And are heavy laden, who carry heavy burdens, come and I'll give you rest. This year you see rest. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you know that heavy burdens can make you age faster than your real age? I saw a man, the man is 59 years old. And I was watching something on the internet. And another man is 59 years old. I said, hey, this one looks like 21. This one looks real 700 years. Why? Problems of life.
problems of life. The burden that this 59-year-old man has carried is he cannot go and say, "Daddy, go to the gym and train some." Say, "Me, son, gym. I've already carried gym in my mind. I'm carrying heavy metals." Amen. Problems can make you age faster. So the best thing is to give your problems to God. You look forever fresh. I remember when the news hit us that we should leave the old place. They sent lawyers to give us a letter. 3 months, leave the place. When I went home, I called Pastor Acha, but Pastor Andy went home with the wife. I called Pastor Prince, this one too, Pastor Ivan. This one too went home with the wife. They were enjoying the company of their wives. I said, I lay on the ground. I said, "Lay your hands on me and pray for me. If you don't pray for me," they lay hands on me. Anything they were saying, I just say, shout, "Amen. Amen. Amen." When I got up from the ground, I forgot about it. I said, "God, take it." Amen. I told God, "Take the problem. God, this is shame. Shame, pa, is staring us in the face. This year, you'll not be put to shame." Amen. In the name of Jesus. Let's go to the third one. Isaiah 58, verse 6. What fasting does for God's people. To let the oppressed go free. Shout, oppression. Oppression, oppression is when you feel depressed. You feel intimidated. You are afraid of the future. You are afraid that you will fail. Amen? When you are oppressed, it means that you are having suicidal thoughts. There are many people that think that if I die, this problem will be over. The reason many people drink heavy alcohol, heavy, is because they feel oppressed. They feel that something is choking them. And that when they drink, they'll feel good. But the more they drink, the more they keep drinking. Hello? Suicidal thoughts. Hey, in life, some things can happen to you. You feel like taking yourself, taking away your own life. A lady spoke to me, and she said, the lady, her mother has buried 3 of her siblings already. And she was going through some tough times. She didn't tell anybody. She went to the kitchen, and she said she was looking at the knife in the kitchen, the one that used to slice onion. For a moment, the knife looks very appealing. Then she did this and looked at her wrist. Then something was telling her, "Why won't you take the knife? Cut yourself." As she was thinking about it, then a relative from nowhere drove to the compound and came to the kitchen. Say, "Hey," mention her name. Then she jumped. "So what are you doing?" "So I just came to say hello to you." Say, "If that relative didn't come, Pastor, I would have killed myself." The relative didn't know that coming to check on them, checking on the girl, has saved the girl. The girl didn't tell him, but she came to tell me. Say, when she saw the knife, she looked at her wrist. Why? She's oppressed. And when a lady is going through oppression, it's serious than that of a man. When it gets to a certain level of oppression, ladies don't talk anymore. That time when they don't talk, it's deadly. They don't talk. You see that people who are oppressed, they want to be alone. Now when you crack jokes, the thing is very funny, but it is not to the level of their problem. So they can't laugh. No matter how serious, they cannot laugh. Something is choking them. Something is suffocating them. But during fasting and prayer, that demon leaves your life. When you are oppressed, you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You don't see hope. You see that it is over for you. You are a disgrace. You are a mistake. And if your parents don't know, they say, "You, when I gave birth to you, I went through this thing." You find yourself as a problem. So you just want to take yourself out so that the problem will finish for your parents. But I know that there is hope for you. The Bible said there is hope for a tree where it is cut down at the scent of water, it will sprout again. I speak over your life, you will sprout again. Your life will blossom again. You will do well again. Listen, good news is not over in your life. You will see many good news in this year in the name of Jesus. Your well of testimony will be full of water. It will be overflowing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shout them like thunder. There is a gentleman in this church. He said he was feeling suicidal. He said he was in a washroom thinking about killing himself because he feels defeated in life.
But anything that he knows that a man must do to make it, he has done all. He has the connections. He's the man I was telling you about that he sat with the sitting president 3 times. He's in this church. He's in church. The sitting president 3 times. But I said, Pastor, nothing good came out from the meeting. Then he said, people from the back will just come, they'll bypass me. They give them contract. He said, I shook the hands of the president. We sat down. We spoke man to man. But nothing came out from me. He was thinking suicide. Then God spoke to him and said, go and see Pastor Daniel. All the questions on your mind, he'll give you all the answers. That is how he became a member of this church. 2 Timothy 1:7. If he failed to hear God's voice, by now would have done his 17th day, like he will be gone. The people that are dead, some even watch that what you go through is more than what they have gone through, but it's because the power of God is sustaining you. That same power will bring you new testimonies. In the mighty name, this year your head will not be bowed in shame. You will not cry. You will not cry. But when tears come, there shall be tears of joy. Tears of joy. Tears of joy. In the name of Jesus. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Say amen. Amen. And of love. And of sound mind. Shout, I have sound mind. Shout, I have sound mind. There's a gentleman who got married and told the wife at the honeymoon that I don't want children. Say, ah, you don't want children. Say, why? Say, me, I don't want children. This marriage that we have married, I'm not going to, I don't want children because I want sound mind. I don't let it now. Put it down. Hey, stop. Take it from me. Hey, I don't want it. Then they say, why didn't you tell me from the beginning? As I'm talking to you, the marriage is over. How? Because of I want child, I don't want child. I want children, I don't want children. The woman too doesn't want it to. So, the marriage is dissolved. The marriage is not even up to 1 year. Because of what? Sound mind. Some people have 15 children at home. 15. But can't pay. If you like, climb the roof. Oh, they are okay. They have solid sound mind. They can hear everybody's problem in the town. Can't pay. Aja. They have sound mind. You, only one. Some people, their neighbor's child, not their own children, they are in their house. As children are shouting in the next house, they cannot come. It gives them stress. God is giving you sound mind. Amen. Amen. God is giving you what? Sound mind. No matter the challenges, people ask you, so how have you been able to go through? Say, I don't know. It will be God. It will be God. Give the Lord a clap of him. Amen. The last one is yokes. Yokes talk about you having a master. You say, and that you break every yoke. Yoke is actually a beam, like a wood, that is put on two animals, like two oxen. Then a plow is attached to it for them to plow the field. So when you have a yoke on your life, it means that you are a slave to a master. There are people whose happiness is controlled by another individual. Today, don't go out. Sit down. Where are you? I heard a guy was dating a lady. I'm in front of your gate. Open the gate. I'm in front of your gate. Open the gate. You say you are home. Open the gate. I'm in front of the lady. When he called, boom, the lady doesn't pick. Calls again. Why didn't you pick it the first time I called you? That means that you were somewhere. Where are you? Take picture of the place. Send it to me right now. Take picture of the place. Slave. Utiati. Why? Because of 50 Ghana cedis. Oh. Because of 70 Ghana cedis. Slave. Sister, brother, God is opening mightier doors for you. Yeah. That yoke is broken. Yeah. See, you cannot be a slave of another man. Why? God has made you free. In the name of Jesus. When you are a slave, you don't eat what masters eat. After they eat, the surplus, they give it to you. The Lord said, this year you will not eat surplus. They will bring you to the table of decision making and speaking into your life. You will not be left behind anymore. Receive that capacity. Receive that good news. In
in the name of Jesus.
Clap your hands. When that lady realized that she doesn't need a master anymore, the man said he wants his car. Say, lie, lie, I'll take you to the court. She said, I want to be free. The man said, you cannot be free. If you be free, give me my car. Give me my easy. Say, I'll take you to the court. If the yoke was on a lady's life, should he have been in bondage to another man? God is bringing you freedom. I said, God is bringing you freedom. Clap your hands and celebrate God. I said, clap your hands and celebrate God. Amen. So they privately went to Jesus and asked him, why couldn't we cast that demon out? Why? Jesus said, this kind does not go except by fasting and prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait for the church to be going through fasting and prayer before you fast. Put it upon yourself, because this life, for you to make it, is not English. When you check your phone, you have the numbers of big men. But before their heart will be drawn towards you, you need to carry the power of God. The power of God may come in form of favor, in form of mercy. Favor is stronger than any certificate. Hello? Mercy is stronger than any form of judgment. It may be that the curse that is in your family, in your forefathers caused it. Even yourself, you caused it. But when mercy is speaking for you, it will make nonsense of every curse. Are you here? If you are clapping, you clap well. The power of God can be in the form of the grace of God. So that the things you do in life, though you did not go to school for them, God himself will give you ideas how to go about it. God will tell you, go and talk to this man. Bring him on board. Go and talk to that individual. Bring him on board. Because these people, they don't have greed. They will not sabotage you. And because God will give you an idea, you will make it in life. May the Lord bless you and lift you up. May the Lord cause you to be a giant in this year. May the Lord take over all your battles and fight for you. May the Lord silence the voice of the enemy in your life. In places you have been put to shame, I see double honor for your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands, celebrate God. Oh, clap your hands and celebrate God. Praise be to God. Say in the name of Jesus, the days of oppression, the days of heavy burdens, the days of wickedness, the days of yokes on my life and destiny, those days are over. Say, I receive the peace of God. I receive sound mind. I receive the grace of God. I receive the favor of God. I receive the mercy of God. This year is my year to take over. Say, I am ready, Lord. I am ready, Lord. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.